Good afternoon, gardeners. Welcome to Garden Planet. You're Selena today and special guest Brigitte.
Hi.
Hi, Brigitte.
Hello.
Now, we're gearing up for Mother's Day this weekend, and Brigitte, I hear that you're a fabulous garden mama.
Yes, fabulous garden mama, yep.
So Brigitte's going to share with us all about taking care of her baby indoor plants.
Yes, they're all my babies. That's why I call it fabulous garden mama.
So how do we be like you, Brigitte, that we can be fabulous garden mamas too?
It's very simple. Like all my babies are basically low maintenance indoor plants.
Mm-hmm.
Because I noticed that, well, some of my friends like killing plants for, like, I don't know how, but all my plants are really low maintenance, which if you completely forget to water your plants, they're still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Not so much healthy, but they're still alive. Yeah,
still alive.
Yeah, just hang in there, but yeah, you will not kill them.
Okay, so it's really the type of plants that you choose to look after that are a big thing with like maybe not high maintenance, so that they'll survive in the indoor environment.
Yep, basically such as Ficus elastica rubber plants. They're really low maintenance. They really like takes ages to grow,
mm-hmm.
but you cannot kill them.
Okay.
Basically.
Okay. Now I'm just thinking of, the other day I potted up some indoor plants in my new workplace, and the ones I chose were spider plants.
Oh my God, yeah, that's a good one.
Because from experience, I know you can't really kill spider plants.
Nope, you cannot kill them. They just like keep back alive.
Yeah, so that's probably my number one.
Yeah.
So share with us some more low maintenance indoor plants.
So yes, my number one is actually Monstera deliciosa. And they're beautiful. They are on trendy at the moment. And everyone's, I think, like all the garden places are selling them. And they're quite affordable too. And they're really low maintenance. I mean, like, not low and high maintenance like that. But you just need to care them, like, about water them twice a month. Yeah. And then you can just like feed them once a month. That's completely fine. And no direct sunlight. And then they will be happy, chippy.
Because a lot of indoor plants are happier in the shade, right? Because they're originally from the forest.
Yes. Especially Monstera. Original place was kind of like in a tropical jungle,
mm-hmm.
which basically covered by big trees. So they're liking indirect sunlight, mm-hmm. and they like very humid environment too. So if winter is coming in,
yeah.
it's better for you to just like to spray it, to just like to mist it.
Yeah, great. I love the Monstera plants. Another name for them is the Swiss cheese plant, or they call it fruit salad plant.
Yes.
And it's very tropical looking. It's got lovely leaves with little holes in them.
Like
Swiss cheese.
Yep, definitely, yeah.
You don't have any idea of why it has those holes, Brigitte?
I've got no clue.
Oh.
So it's probably just the social media stuff, you know, like the global trend with the interior decor, that if you have this plant in your house, mm-hmm. basically just like kind of like on trend, you know what I mean?
It's a fashionable
plant. Yes, yeah, it is.
I think the leaves, because of their little holes in them, so I don't think that they're being eaten. They're just naturally growing.
Basically it's just a global trend in interior and in plant industry.
Now those Monstera plants, they can grow quite big if you let them, right?
Yes. So you can train them how do you want them to grow. You can train them to grow wider or higher.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it just depends on your preference.
By training, do you mean like putting in a
pole?
A pole?
Yeah.
Like what would it be made of? Like just bamboo or?
Yeah, you can do that bamboo. You can do like in the garden center, you can buy something that to train the plants. I can't remember the name, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I'm just thinking because I actually have some monstera plants, but they're not inside, they're actually outside.
Yeah.
And they grow, they have long roots that they can climb onto things. They're kind of like a climber. They can climb up trees.
They can climb really high. So if you just like put it on the wall, against the wall, and then they can just climb it on through your wall. And then, yeah, it just depends on how big you want to grow. Otherwise, you can just like keep pruning them.
Oh, right, yes.
Yeah.
And just have a pot as big as you want that plant to grow.
So basically, if you contain it in a pot, small pot, the plants not so much will grow that big. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it happens to any, I think, indoor plants. It just depends on the media and you put the plants in.
Yeah.
So yeah, you either you want to have like a bigger plants or smaller plants. It just all depends on you.
Oh, okay. So you can choose the size of plant that you want.
Yeah. You can train them.
Okay. Oh, it is like, being a mama, just training.
Yes. Training and loving them.
Okay, Brigitte, what about the potting mixes? Like, do indoor plants need the special potting mix?
Yes, I only choose the premium potting mix, which actually I choose container mix better than potting mix, which can hold water longer.
Yeah.
And then the plant seems to be happier with the premium container mix than potting mix.
Don't skint on that container mix.
No. So it's basically the quality of the soil is way better than just the normal potting mix.
Normal compost or normal soil. And I suppose it helps with the drainage too?
Yes. So, I'm just using the normal nursery plastic pot. The good thing about plastic pots is they have quite lots of holes in the bottom, so it's good for drainage for the plants.
Okay.
Rather than terracotta pot, you just only have one single pot.
Oh, terracotta usually just, has one hole in the bottom. And sometimes that hole gets blocked.
So I just like prefer the plastic pots because of that.
Yeah. And also they're lighter, easier to lift.
Yes.
And they don't
sort
of break.
Yeah. And if you have like a bigger plant, I don't think you can lift up the terracotta pots.
Yeah. Maybe leave the terracotta pots for the outside. Hey?
Yeah.
Oh, great. One thing about with pots, when the plants may be growing for a number of years, do you repot them every so often?
Yep. It just depends on the type of plants. Like, for example, Monstera, if the roots is quite big and then they kind of like climb out of the pot, then you do need to repot them to a bigger pot.
But can you trim the roots off if you just want it to stay small?
I think so, it's not so much, not so much trimming the roots, but just to make sure that the soil is new too, and then they will
freshen up the soil.
Yeah.
Because I've sort of did some research and people say that you maybe take a third of the roots off the bottom because if they're going round and round in circles and they're getting pot bound, sometimes that's not so good, but then some plants really like to be pot bound.
So yeah, it just depends on the plant.
It depends on the plant. Okay. Another tip that I had that I want to share is putting your indoor plants outside when there's some rain to wash them.
I've never done that.
Oh, my mum does that. So when it rains and she gathers up all her plants and puts them out on the deck.
It's probably save up some water.
Yeah.
That's the purpose. But no, I've never done that.
Okay.
So all my indoor plants basically contains inside the house. And some indoor plants that's still in a propagation, they are in a greenhouse. So so I water them, so not so much using the rainwater.
But she just does that to wash the leaves so they don't get all dusty and that just freshens them up.
Yeah, Probably that's better idea. Yeah, because like for example, rubber plants, they can be quite dusty mm-hmm. on the leaves.
Yeah.
So yeah, I will try that. Thanks for the tips.
There's one mistake that we all make, and I've made it, that we overwater.
Ah, yeah. So many people do that. Yeah.
And then you wonder why the plant's going all yellow and shriveling up.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, it must not have enough water. I'll give it more. But no.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's nothing you can do about it. It's like, for example, May, if someone gets a plant from May, mm. I usually give them the personalized plant care that it comes with the plant.
Ah.
So, like, how many times do you need to water the plant? How many times do you need to feed the plant?
Yep.
So, it's personalized plant care.
It's so helpful, Brigitte, because a lot of places you go into buy an indoor plant and it doesn't give you any instructions on how to care.
Yeah, exactly. That's why. Like, every time I've been collecting indoor plants for years, mm-hmm. and every time I bought something from the garden center, I usually just like, oh, where's the plant care? It's mm-hmm. like, no plant care at all comes from the garden center, so I had to Google it.
Yeah.
And that's why I just like, I think this is something that I can do to other people. So,
yeah.
So, yeah, I just like give them a personalized plant care.
Oh, wow, that's so helpful. Another thing I learned, because I had a job where I had to water hundreds of indoor plants in this apartment building, and I had to do it like 3 times a week.
Oh, wow.
And I thought that sometimes that was too much, but they weren't all the same plants, so they were kind of a mixture, so I had to do them all individually.
Yeah.
I got told by my garden boss to like test the soil, like put your finger in just to see if it was moist. And if it was moist, you didn't really need to add any more water.
Yeah, that's the basic.
Do the finger test, and also you can lift the pot if it's not too heavy and check if it's too light. If it feels heavy, it's full of water.
Water, yeah.
Yeah, but if it's like really light, then maybe it needs more. But then it also depends on the plant, because every plant is individual. Some like it dry, some like it moist, some like it damp or sunny.
Yeah, yep.
It does depend. So you can't just all water them the same.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's why all the plants that I have are very, very low maintenance. That,
okay.
Yeah, if I completely forget to water them, they're completely fine.
Great. Well, Brigitte, tell us some of your... Like some of these plants, share with us what you found.
So I've said before, Monstera is my favorite, and rubber plants, and I like palms.
Palms, yeah.
Yeah, specifically Apollo palms that can go big and it will look really good in your home.
Mm-hmm.
And any hanging plants, you know, like pothos. A wandering Jew.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Peperomia, Scandens. Yeah.
Yep.
So anything that's like...
Trailing.
Yeah, trailing plants.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Just one thing about the wandering Jew. Now people are thinking, hey, isn't that a weed?
Yes. So this wandering Jew, you know, the purple pink one,
the purple one with the stripy leaves?
Yes, this one. Yes. Not the green one on the garden, you know.
Oh, okay.
Not this the wheat spot one.
A different type of wandering Jew.
Yeah, I can't remember the Latin names.
I think it's called Tradescantia. Is that what you...
Yes, that one.
Yeah. So, yeah, we had some of those and went on my job as well. And they're very easy to grow from cuttings.
Mm-hmm.
So you just take cuttings, stick them in soil, and they'll just sprout again.
Yeah, it's probably better if you want to take cuttings from that plant, just put it in the water first mm-hmm. to wait the roots to grow.
Okay. And what about feeding? How often do you feed?
So I've got this special worm juice fertilizer. You guys were talking about the worm tea.
Oh, yes
last week. And it was like, oh, this is
worm
perfect.
Tea.
Yeah, worm tea or worm juice.
Worm it's juice.
It's pretty much the same.
You've got this worm juice with you here in the studio, Brigitte. It looks like it's like a baby bottle.
Yes, it does. So I packed the worm juice in a very slick, nice bottle. Just to have it really easy. You know, like you can have the bottles right next to your computer desk or in your office, on your study or wherever. It's very convenient because, just because of its clean bottles. You don't feel gross or anything like that. So, so because you know what it is.
The worm poo, but it's in a liquid. But it doesn't smell or anything. I don't notice any like bad smells of worm tea.
No, not so much, but I feed my plant with this fertilizer every 2 weeks or once a month. It just depends.
Yeah.
So, and then they're loving it. They are thriving.
Like, oh, wonderful.
I'm doing rubber plants cuttings at the moment, and it just makes the process of growing the roots, it's faster than a normal one.
Yeah.
So, yes, definitely getting the worm juice or worm tea fertilizer for your plants.
Okay.
They're loving it.
So if we can't make our own worm tea or worm juice, we can get it from you. Right?
Yes, of course. Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll tell listeners if you don't have a worm farm and you'd like some worm juice, just email gardenplanetfm@gmail.com and get in touch with us and we can see how to get you some worm juice in a beautiful baby bottle. So you can feed your indoor plants. How's that? All right. Reggie, I want to share with you some of my favourite indoor plants and just see if we compare how easy they are to look after. So I had like a top five, so I'll just say what my ones are. Okay. So I first mentioned spider plant. That's my top one.
Yeah, that's a very good one.
Spider plants are wonderful for hanging baskets because they grow little baby spider plants and they trail down.
Yeah.
And it's very hard to kill.
It's very hard to kill, yeah. They just keep back life.
Yeah. And they're wonderful foliage. Like they have a stripy, white stripy and green stripy.
Yeah.
So for interest, I think they look fabulous. So that's my number one. And they even grow outside and become maybe a little bit of a weed, but I love them so much that...
Do you know the names of it?
The chlorophytum, that's called.
Okay,
That's the Latin name. So, yeah, spider plants, great for hanging baskets, anywhere that you want really good foliage, do well in the shade. Don't put them in direct sun because they can get a bit scorched.
Yeah.
But otherwise, yeah, really good. So that was number one. Number two was a plant called zygocactus. Have you heard of that one?
No.
Also called Christmas cactus. Now, it's like a succulent.
Okay.
And it has arching ribbons of succulent leaves. And then it has beautiful flowers and really bright like colours like hot pink and red.
Oh, yeah, pretty,
And that is very easy to grow too.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You can take cuttings from the little segments of the fleshy leaves and it just grows.
Yeah.
So that's a wonderful plant and one of my mum's favourites.
Yeah.
You've got to think about mum for Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And another one, number three, I don't actually have many of these, but I've been to some orchid shows and they're a beautiful flowers, beautiful indoor plants, and very tough. You can grow them in just bark, and when they flower, they're just amazing. But they're quite expensive plants, though.
Orchids?
Yeah.
Yeah, orchids used to be my favourite indoor plants, too. I used to have about 15 orchids. But, yeah, they just didn't survive in my home.
Oh, why is that?
So I believe that orchids likes a bit humidity.
Oh, okay. It's a bit too dry.
My home, yeah. My home is very dry home. So, and so much light. And yeah, they just didn't survive.
Would they be better in a shade house?
Yes. Yeah. And mostly you cannot move orchids around lot. So if you choose one place, one position, you just leave the orchids there.
Okay, they don't like being shifted.
No, they don't.
Oh, okay. I've got orchids outside, but I thought they might be good indoor plants, but maybe it's not so. But I just think they're beautiful.
They are. Once they flower, they're just beautiful. And then the flowers last for like probably about 3 months, 4 months.
Very long lasting flowers. Yeah. Amazing colours. Number four, peace lily.
Oh, yes.
Yes. You see them everywhere, but they're just wonderful green foliage, and they do very well in the dark areas of your home because they like the shade.
And they're very healthy to have too. They absorb all the toxins and release the healthy air. Yeah.
I've heard they're the number one indoor plant.
Yes.
And they've even done research. Scientists have investigated how much pollution they take out of the air, and they are the number one.
They're very, very healthy plants, and basically, if you like indoor plants, you need to have one.
At least one.
There's one
in the corner of my bedroom. And they have wonderful white flowers every so often.
Yeah.
Wonderful peace lily. One more. Oh, actually, I've got two more.
Okay.
So I'll just share anyway. African violet. It's a very furry leaf.
Okay.
Got a small plant. It stays small. But it's so dainty and pretty. And they last forever. If you don't drown them, but you just give them a bit of water, and then they have a beautiful little violet.
Oh, yeah.
Pink or violet little flower.
Yeah.
And they're just so nice to touch because they're furry. They're so cute, like babies.
Yeah.
So if you want to be a mama to some African violets, they're just so cute and gorgeous. But the other final plant I have to mention is called mother-in-law tongue.
Yes, Sansevieria.
Sansevieria.
Yeah. They are really easy to take care.
They're just, you don't even need to hardly water them.
Yes, because the leaves, the foliage holds the water.
Yeah. They're succulents.
They're great too. Like, I have two big mother-in-law plants at home. They're probably about 2 meters high.
Yeah, they can grow really tall.
Yes, really tall.
Make a statement in your living room.
Yeah.
And they don't mind a direct sun, do they?
They like indirect sun.
But dry. Okay, another name for them is snake plant.
Snake plants,
And why is it called mother-in-law tongue?
I don't know, probably because it's spiky.
Kind of sharp looking. Wow, for mothers. Would it be a good gift to give to them?
Actually, I gave 2 pots of a snake plant to, my mother-in-law.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's right there. So, thinking of what to give for Mother's Day, how about mother-in-law's tongue? That's what I had. And speaking of Mother's Day, at this time of year, the garden centres are all into selling chrysanthemums. Now, I don't know why. Maybe it's because they end in mum, like chrysanthemum mum.
Yeah, and they're short in the name as mums,
And they're known as mums. And they're okay for an indoor plant, aren't they?
Yep.
They have lovely different coloured flowers.
Yeah, yellow, white. Yeah, they're really easy to grow too.
Yeah.
If you transfer it to outside, they will grow beautifully.
Yeah, so I've got one that I was given that I've put outside, and it's a pink one, and it's thriving. So,
oh, pretty.
I think maybe it does better outside than inside, though.
Well, all the plants are better to put it outside because that's just natural habit for them.
Yeah.
They will grow bigger better, faster if you put it outside, because basically there's no limitations of the soil, limitations of the medium.
That's the natural environment.
That's why.
Yeah. So when you bring them inside, you're kind of making them sort of training them and being dependent on you to look after them.
Yeah. All right. That's great. So now tell us, Brigitte, how do we get in touch with being a fabulous garden mama? Okay, so you can email me at fabulousgardenmama@gmail.com, or you can sneak around on my Facebook page at A Fabulous Garden Mama. And yeah, I think that's it.
Oh, great. So we can find those low maintenance plants that you mentioned.
Yes. And I usually share some gardening jokes
and tips.
Yeah, indoor plants tip. And yeah.
And you have your worm juice also?
Yeah. At the moment, it's on hold because the first batch is sold out. Everyone lost my worm juice. I even had phone calls from my customer down in Wellington, and they wanted to order more and more. So yeah, second batch is coming in, and I will put that on my Facebook page too, where you can get yours.
Okay, that's great. Now, being a fabulous garden mama isn't just about looking after and caring and feeding your plants. It's about displaying them so that they look fabulous. Now,
yes.
Can you give us some tips about that?
So I usually put all my indoor plants in a decorative pot. It's either, well, I just choose like a bamboo woven basket or seagrass belly baskets. That's really popular at the moment. Everything needs to be popular. Otherwise, just like people don't buy.
Yes.
So, like for example, palo palm will look thrive in a belly basket that you can.
Okay. So belly basket. Can you explain what a belly basket is?
So this is a basket. It's a seagrass basket.
Yeah.
They woved it.
Woven.
Yeah. It's a woven, and then it's got like
a belly shape.
Yes, in the middle of it. It's kind of like it's a belly shape, and then it's got the handles.
Oh, it's got handles.
Yes, it's got handles. So it's really easy to move around the plants.
All right.
Some belly baskets got pom-poms too, so...
Oh, pom-poms?
Yes, pom-poms attached to the belly basket, so it looks incredible.
Oh, wow. I have to go onto your website and have a look.
Yeah.
It looks great.
So, most of my decorative pots usually just, like, I choose something that organic, you know, something that natural look, that... just put it together with the plant, you know.
Great.
What I mean, yeah.
Yeah, so the baskets and, natural looking.
Yes, yes. Natural looking baskets, yeah.
Oh, thanks, Brigitte, that's a great tip. I'm sorry, that's all we have time for. Thank you so much for sharing with us.
That's okay.
Your fabulous garden mama ideas. Yes, so you can email us, gardenplanetfm@gmail.com, any questions to Brigitte or me. And also we have Facebook group, just Facebook Garden Planet, and we'll be on there. So we'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. Happy gardening, everyone.
See ya.
Bye.